Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hi there. Good to have you back on our radio series, Crossroads Generation.
We're standing at the crossroads. We're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future starts today.
We're in the middle of the third season called Facing the Future, and a lot has happened so far. 19-year-old Dan Kanyama hasn't been the nicest guy in the past. He is the father of a 3-year-old daughter, but he left the country right after his ex-girlfriend Mercy gave birth and has never seen their child. Now he's back, living in the slums, looking for a job, and showing a new selfless side to his personality.
Help! I'm here! In this ditch!
Oh no! Are you hurt?
I think I twisted my ankle.
Oh. Here, let me help you.
Mercy is now studying journalism at university together with her friends Trudy and Tina. Tina recently told Mercy a secret.
But you can't tell anybody about this, okay? I promise, Tina, that man is not my boyfriend. He's a client.
What? You're a call girl?
Shh.
Later that night, the girls were involved in a car accident and Mercy was arrested for drunk driving without a license. Her boyfriend Nikki was shocked when he found out, and when he came to visit her at the police station, they got into a fight.
Mercy, when did you start drinking and why?
Oh, great. Why is everyone asking me that question?
I'm concerned.
Who are you? My mother?
We start this 18th episode entitled Strange Proposals at the Police Station.
I don't know how to thank you, officer.
Don't thank me. Thank my boss. She was the one who decided to let your daughter off with just a warning, since Mercy is the first offender.
Mom?
Hello, Mercy.
Mercy Msoto. You're free to go.
Thank you, officer. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Don't let me see you back here again. Next time we won't be so lenient.
Mom, where is Linda? I want to see her. I really missed my little girl.
Do you want Linda to see her mother coming out of the police station in this state? I left her with the neighbors. Now come on, let's go.
Mom, I told you I'm really sorry. I've had a lot of time to think while I was in the cell, and from now on, I want to be a good daughter and a good mother. I'm so grateful for your help with Linda and with my studies. And I'm sorry I let you down. I won't disappoint you again, I promise.
All right, let's not fight anymore.
Mm.
But from now on, I want you to work hard and concentrate on your studies. Understood?
Yes, I promise. Is there any news about the court case? Do you think you'll get back our little girl who my father sold?
I really hope so, but I don't know. The judge is supposed to give his verdict soon.
Dan, it's very kind of you to help me. Life here in the slums isn't easy for old people.
Don't mention it.
And I must say, I'm really impressed by your plans. To collect the garbage here in the slums and dispose of it.
Oh, thank you. But unfortunately, nobody else seems interested in my idea. So, I think I'll just have to find another job on a building site.
Here we are. This is my house. Please come in.
How could I refuse such a nice offer?
Wow! Your home is beautiful. What are these ornaments on the walls?
Those are decorations I used to make when I was younger.
What are they made from?
Plastic bags.
No way! How is that possible?
It's easy. You cut them into strips and then knit them together into whatever shape you like.
Do you sell them?
I used to when I was younger. Now I'm too old and my hands don't work as fast as they used to.
I see.
Here, please take some tea. It's still hot.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Listen, I was wondering...
What is it?
Could you teach me how to make those ornaments?
You want to learn knitting?
Yes, please.
Well, they say one good turn deserves another. And I certainly don't get many such requests from handsome young men like you.
So, do we have a deal?
We do. When do you want to start?
As soon as possible.
Wow!
All right. Everybody, before we end our lecture for today, I would like to talk to you all about something. One of your fellow students came to me with the idea of starting a university radio station. I think this is an excellent idea. It gives you all the opportunity to put what you've learned into practice. This will be something you will have to do during your free time. But I can assure you that it can be very rewarding and a lot of fun. I suggest that all those who are interested in the project come to our first meeting next Thursday at 4 o'clock. You should bring along ideas for stories and topics that you think will be of interest to our listeners. That will be all. Have a good day.
Hey, Tina, wait.
What's up, Trudy? Have you heard anything about Mercy?
Oh, she told me she was released today. She just didn't make it to class.
Oh, great. That's good to know. Listen, can I ask you something?
Sure. What is it?
It's about this radio project.
Oh, I think it's really cool, but I won't have time for it. With my siblings at home, I barely have time for my regular homework.
I really want to be part of it.
Are you sure? Last time you published an article when you wrote about Mkaraba, you used information Mercy told you in confidence and you got both of you in a lot of trouble.
I know. I want to prove that I can do better.
Okay.
I want to report on women's rights. And I was wondering, Tina, you know the club you like to go to? The one you took me and Mercy to the other night?
Yes.
Would you be able to put me in touch with some of your friends there?
Sure. Why?
I'm thinking of doing a story on prostitution.
Excuse me? What? Are you calling me and my friends prostitutes?
No, Tina, of course not. I just thought that... I mean, everybody knows that prostitutes look for clients in clubs.
Trudy, I think you should look for another topic. Please, let that story go.
Why?
It's too dangerous. I happen to know that the people behind the prostitution racket are really powerful.
Mercy, you're back.
Hi, Nikki.
You could have called me. I would have picked you up.
To tell me over and over again what I did wrong?
No. To tell you that I care about you. Listen, I don't want a drunkard for a wife.
What?
You heard me. I love you, Mercy, and I want to marry you. But I don't want to marry a drunkard.
Is that what you think of me, Nikki? A drunkard?
No, that's not what I mean. You're not even listening to me. I just said I want to marry you.
Interesting way of proposing, Nikki.
I've been thinking a lot about this lately. And I hadn't planned to ask you like this, but I want to marry you.
I just don't know if this is the right time.
Is this because of my mother? Because I don't care what she says. I love you.
I don't care about your mother. I care about you. And I love you too. But I can't help feeling that you're having problems with... Well, that you're having second thoughts about me because of Linda.
I have to admit, it's still not easy for me. But I want to be with you. And I want to be there for your daughter too. Even if I'm not her real dad. Please, think about it, Mercy, okay?
And as Mercy thinks about it, we'll take a break there for today. But if you want to, you can head over to our webpage at dw.de/LBE to watch Tina's video diary. She has something important to think about too. You can also follow us on Facebook and comment on what's been happening in Crossroads Generation. Bye for now.